She was into all sports. She loved whether it was swimming, diving, fishing, surfing, motorcycles. She just had a zest for life and enjoyed everything she did and was always setting herself new challenges. She just enjoyed life to a full.
How is it for you as a family when she's so far away and in this difficult situation and you can't be by her bedside?
It's heartbreaking to know that Kate is injured and so far away. She's very fortunate to have my mum with her, but the rest of her friends and her family are all heartbroken and just want to help raise as much money as possible to get her home so she can get the treatment that is needed.
Obviously, there's been great support, as you say, from people you don't know, but I guess Kate's still got a lot of friends here, and that must be nice as well to have them rallying around the family.
It's been amazing. I never realised how popular my little sister was. She's got so many friends and people out there that care about her, and it's been lovely to have that support from them. And I personally, on behalf of Kate, would like to say thank you for that.
And have you spoken with doctors at the general or anywhere where she might come to if she's brought back home about possible treatments and what she might need?
Yes, my mum has actually been liaising with Southampton General Hospital to actually get Kate into ICU as soon as she lands from the Cayman Islands.